We are now continuing with Chapter 17 of Keith Lowe's Savage Continent, Europe in the Aftermath of World War II, The Jewish Flight, the Kielce Pogrom. If anti-Semitism in Hungary was bad after the war, it was even worse in Poland. In the summer of 1945, having survived a series of Nazi labor camps, 16-year-old Ben Helfko and his cousin traveled back to Poland from Theresienstadt. While they were changing trains at Częstochowa, however, they were stopped by two armed and uniformed Poles who asked for their papers. They examined the documents, then told the boys to come with them to the police station for a routine check. The pair had no reason to suspect that anything was wrong, and so followed them into the city. For a while, Helfko tried to make conversation with the strangers, but then one of the men turned to him violently and said, "Shut your fucking mouth, you fucking Jew." The boys knew immediately that they were in trouble. The men did not take them to the police station, but to a dark apartment where they were made to open their suitcases. After taking everything they could find of value, the men took them back out into the night, again claiming that they were going to the police station. The boys no longer believed them, of course. But since the men were armed, they had no choice but to comply. They were led to a derelict and deserted area of town, where the two men drew their revolvers and told the boys to walk towards the nearest wall. Ben Helfko immediately started pleading with them, appealing to their patriotism, exclaiming that they were all fellow Poles who had suffered together during the war and should be helping each other now that the war was over. Eventually, one of the men took pity on them, saying to his partner, "Let's leave them, they're only boys." So they put away their revolvers, laughed, and walked away, leaving the cousins to find their own way back to the railway station. Poland was easily the most dangerous country for Jews after the war. At least 500 Jews were murdered by Poles between the German surrender and the summer of 1946, and most historians put the figure at around 1,500. It's impossible to be sure because individual incidents like the one described by Ben Helfko were rarely reported, and even more rarely recorded, even when they resulted in murder. Jews were thrown from trains. They were robbed of their possessions and taken to the forest to be shot. Letters were sent to Jews by local nationalist groups, warning them to get out or be killed. Corpses were left with notes in their pockets reading, "This will be the fate of all surviving Jews." As in Hungary, the ancient calumny of blood libel was invoked again and again. In Rizal, there were rumors that, quote, "Jews who needed blood after returning from the camps," unquote, were performing ritual murders. These murders supposedly included the killing of a 9-year-old girl named Bronislava Mendon, whose blood was sucked out for ritual purposes, quote unquote, in June 1945. During the riot that followed these rumors, several Jews were beaten up. Jewish properties were looted, and one or two Jews possibly also killed. In Krakow, a full-blown pogrom broke out after stories circulated that a Christian child had been killed inside a synagogue. Polish police and militiamen were amongst a mob that descended upon the synagogue and pursued Jews through the town. In the resulting violence, dozens of Jews were wounded, and possibly as many as 5 were killed. Those Jews who ended up at hospital were beaten again, while nurses looked on and called them Jewish scum who should be shot. And my interjection, Stalin's words represented for the global state statesman of the period, who then as now, remember his words, they should be made to want to disappear themselves. Those words represented for the global state statesman of the period, who then as now, direct events quietly behind scenes. Today, as then, we have our full measure of hateful ideologies of division, some a whisper in an ear, some with the bait of acquisition, some wage-driven, slip shady sliding beneath proof as to origin of pot and spoon. But now we know full well the shady ways of power. And we know this globally, and we've begun the discussions of how to move beyond them, as we're learning how power's introjection, using Marcuse's word, trick happens, thanks to Alice Miller. Continuing, the most famous post-war pogrom, however, and easily the worst, occurred at Kielce in southern central Poland. It began on the morning of 4 July, 1946, after an 8-year-old boy named Henryk Blaszczyk falsely accused a local Jew of abducting him and imprisoning him in the basement of the Jewish Committee's building at 7 Planty Street. The particular Jew accused by the boy was immediately arrested and beaten up. A lynch mob was assembled to break into the building and rescue the other children who were supposedly being held there, waiting to be ritually sacrificed. Rumors quickly spread throughout the community that children were being kidnapped and that the Jews had, quote, killed a Christian child, unquote. Attempts by the head of the Jewish community to calm things down fell upon deaf ears. And my interjection. It's worth considering the words of Adam Smith in this regard, and I'm referring to a quote in Terence Hopkins' piece on the page, Embracing Global Goals, Scope, and Action, Becoming Global Actors, Building Global Actions, Claiming the All. Quote, this is Adam Smith, as for the wage earner, he is incapable either of comprehending the general social interest or of understanding its connection with his own. Moreover, in the public deliberation, quote, his voice is little heard and less regarded, except upon some particular occasions when his clamor is animated, set on, and supported by his employers, not for his, but for their particular purposes, unquote. This system of class, premised on abandonment, its subjects, kidnapped all, whose unconscious, it's easy to see, latching onto that theme, has since its inception ever been made the fodder for those higher up the ladder, who make use of us in service of their higher, quote-unquote, schemes. Our discussions of the state in us have been suppressed, and the only way to exorcise the systematically laid false divisions is for us to start them.